This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood, and this is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. John again refers to himself, and there's something I think that we can learn from the verse and the way John refers to himself in terms of our own life lesson. What is that lesson that he gives to him? Well, here's what he says in John chapter 21 and verse 24. Now, you got to remember, Peter has just been told he's going to die a death he wouldn't choose to do, but God's going to give him the strength, so follow me and you'll glorify me each and every day, even in the day of your death. A death that you wouldn't choose, but a death that I will appoint for you, and I will strengthen you, and you will glorify me. So Peter says, well, what about John? What's going to happen to him? And Jesus basically says, Peter, that's between me and John. What you need to do is not look in comparison to him or in envy of him or in arrogance or superiority to him. You do what I've called you to do. You rely upon me. I'll give you the strength to do it. And then in concert with my call to others, I am pulling together this glorious tapestry of testimony of the body of Christ as we all do what God's called us to do in the strength that God supplies. Well, this John that Peter has looked to ask the question now says this in one of these concluding verses. He says in verse 24, this is the disciple, he's referring to himself, John, the one that Peter's asked about. This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Now, I want to draw out a couple of things from this passage. First of all, you need to see the way John has painstakingly written the gospel in a way that you know who is writing it without ever telling us that he's the one that writes it by name. He never refers to himself. He'll say the disciple whom Jesus loved, the disciple who leaned against his breast, the disciple who asked the question, who is going to betray you? The disciple who is with Peter, the disciple about whom Peter asked. He never refers to himself directly, and I think that's John's way of stating the obvious. This ought to be about Jesus, not about me. Even as the writer of this gospel, it ought not to be about me. This is about Jesus. Well, there's a great lesson for us. We would probably find a way to make sure our name got in the manuscript. We would probably find a way to get our name quoted by somebody else, if not ourselves. We always want to find a way to put ourselves in the best possible light. I believe the Apostle John had learned something from John the Baptist that he records earlier. Jesus said there was no man greater born among women than John the Baptist. And what does it say about John the Baptist? This is what John the Baptist says about his life and ministry. He must increase and I must decrease. Some of us that believe we must increase even if the Lord decreases. Well, we got to repent of that. And then there's some of us that would say, he must increase, and by the way, so must I. We need to repent of that. And then there were some of us that would say, he must increase even though I decrease. And we need to repent of that. We need to be like John, and that's what I believe John the Apostle is trying to emulate, John the Baptist, when he says he must increase and I must decrease. It's not simply, I want Jesus to increase, even if it costs me to be one who decreases. No, I seek to decrease. I must decrease so that Jesus can be seen as preeminent. So we not only want to exalt Christ, we want to live in such a way that we decrease while Christ increases. In other words, we don't use Jesus as a way to talk about ourselves, even though we're saying it's all about Jesus. No, we must intentionally increase Christ's manifestation and preeminence in our life and ministry. And one of the ways we do it is by decreasing ourselves. And then he says, you know this testimony is true. I am writing this so that you will know that this testimony is true. Now we're going to take a look at that tomorrow. Why can we know the testimony is true? And why is that so important to John? But when you walk away today, remember, we want a life that Jesus increases. And the way he increases is not that we happen to decrease, but we intentionally decrease so that people see and hear only Jesus in us, through us, and from us. To him be the glory. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.